The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of Air Traffic Out of Control, the podcast bringing you the best, most interesting, and most unbelievable air traffic control recordings, right from the tower to your ears. I'm your host, Amy Tango Charlie. In this episode, we go paranormal. Piedmont Flight 5795 radios the tower with an inquiry, but not your normal navigation-related query. He is seeing some mysterious lights in the sky and is trying to figure out if the tower can explain it. The controllers call out to some other nearby aircraft to see if they are seeing this unexplained phenomenon.
Piedmont 5795, go ahead.
Just curious, do you have anything in front of us about 50, 60 miles?
A guy 26, or what are you looking for?
Well, you're going to think I'm crazy. There's something that just went from right to left to right in a blink and then flashes lights 3-4 times and vanished.
Okay, well, I had an airplane cross from right to left, E-175. And now there's another one, a 777 up there, high off the right side, that's descending to 28. That might be those two aircraft, I'm not sure.
This thing went 180 degrees in like a second.
Oh, goodness. All right. Yeah, let me know if you see it again. We'll make a report.
No, that's all right, mate. That's, you know, one of them things.
Jazz 898, contact Boston Center on 125.57.
2557, Jazz 898, good night.
Yeah.
Piedmont
5795, anything else you
want
to talk about,
or
are you good?
5795, second, sir.
Didn't know if you wanted to give any more details, or you're good.
Well, the details, it literally went from one coast to the other in front of us, and then it went up like 30 degrees, turned off its lights, or whatever it had. It looked like it's a bright orangey thing, and then since we spoke to you last, it flashed just like 3-4 times, and we are still looking at it now.
So where is it roughly? If I was to give you a traffic call,
I would say probably 60-80 miles in front of us, and it looks like it's coming. I don't know, it's flashing towards us, but it is definitely not an aeroplane. It doesn't have a strobe light or anything on it. It's just this bright orange going on and off.
So you're saying about 12 o'clock, 60 to 80 miles?
About 1 o'clock to from our present position, sir.
Yeah, there's one target up there. We'll call it 1 o'clock and 35 miles or so. The number here up at 37, but yeah, we've got nothing else in front of you.
Yep, this definitely wasn't an airplane.
My 5795, thank you. Contact Boston Center 12737. We'll pass it along.
12737, thanks, sir. Have a good night.
Piedmont 5795, you guys still seeing a strobe light out in front of you? Roger, it started out at your altitude, then went up to 50. It started out level at your altitude, and then it went up to like 50,000. Right. Piedmont 5795, you said it's at your 1 o'clock and up to about 50,000? 3026, 89, it's your 12 to 1 o'clock. Have you seen an orange strobe light out there? Maybe 20,000 feet above you or so.
We're looking.
And what position would it be from where we're at? An aircraft a little bit further south said it was at their 1 o'clock, and it was at their altitude that went up to about 50, 55,000 feet. It was an orange strobe light going on and off.
We're looking. And that was 20,000 feet above us?
Yeah, they started at their altitude. They were down around level 280, and then it went up, they said, to about 55,000.
American 2689. Disappointingly, we do not see an orange strobe 20,000 feet above us.
American 2689, thank you.
That's all for this episode of Air Traffic Out of Control. If you love the show, check out the show notes for a link to follow us on Twitter. Also, to make sure you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow or subscribe in your podcast player. Thanks for joining us on board today. Bye-bye.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.